Welcome to Your Church and the Law, a special edition of the Minister's Friend podcast with John Kimball and our guest, David Bedanza. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church leaders navigate the challenges of leading the flock. This special series of 12 podcast episodes is offered to help you and your congregation learn about and to think through some really critical legal considerations facing churches in today's America. Our guest is David Bedanza, a pastor and attorney in Massachusetts who specializes in church law. Welcome to Episode 7 of Your Church and the Law. Church security. It's definitely a hot topic today. Every time a local place of worship is attacked, the dialogue about security intensifies. Should a local church have armed people protecting the flock? It's definitely a tough topic to settle. In this seventh segment of my interview with pastor and attorney Dave Bedanza, we talk about keeping worshipers safe.
Then church security. Do you have a security team? So important, I think. And I think really what it is, what I call it, is an informed greeting ministry on steroids.
Amen.
Now, here's why. Most of these issues that plague churches, these security issues, begin in the parking lot. And so the greeting ministry in the parking lot is essential. The greeting ministry in the parking lot is essential. One particular group that is providing security around the world, they do a great job, talks about the concept of JDLR just doesn't look right. And a lot of times those folks are identified in the parking lot by the greeting ministry, which is not only greeting, but is also church security.
Yep.
And a big issue, I think, for the churches are this. You definitely need a church security team, but are they going to be armed or not?
Yeah. Yep.
I had a church not too long ago where a man got up during the sermon and started walking slowly to the pulpit. And his arm was by his side. And there were men seated in the rear of the sanctuary that unholstered their weapons and were almost ready to draw their weapons. The man kept walking to the pastor. The pastor kept preaching, an unflappable guy, by the way. Anyway, this man stopped and he raised his hand slowly and gave him a cup of water.
Oh, wow.
But I think there were people in the back of that church that could have discharged those weapons.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the big issues is friendly fire.
Yeah.
If you're having people that are armed in your church, do they know how to use a gun? Are they trained? Do they go to the range and practice? You know, it would take drills, really, to do it correctly. And I think a lot of the large training organizations are not great advocates of people being armed in the church unless they're really trained. Because friendly fire can be as tragic.
Right. You know? Right. A lot of churches in this area, if they go that direction, what they're doing is they're hiring off-duty law enforcement to come in.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. But I think church security is upon us, and a church of any size is really needs that ministry. And we call it a ministry. It really is a ministry.
That's the whole premise of the conference that we went to, Church Security and Outreach, led by Jason White, who I've gotten to know pretty well. He's got a book on it, which is awesome. I'll make sure that gets into the show notes as well. But Jason is a federal law enforcement officer and has done quite a bit of training with nonprofits over the years. And it's just, it's an outstanding conference. And that's something I would recommend to any of the churches when they hear that that's going to be offered again. It's very much worth your time, even if you have to travel to go and do it.
Honestly, right before everything went down with the COVID pandemic, we had went to a conference, and it was held at a church about an hour away. And as they showed, you know, all these real scenarios, I was in tears. And honestly, it was more spiritual than I could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. That myself as a pastor, that I have a responsibility for particularly the children of our church, the people of our church, to maintain their security. It's hard to minister to dead people, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I think, John, that's spot on, that a conference is really an eye-opening experience for many churches.
It was. It was. You know, I thought, being a denominational guy, that I was pretty well informed, and I was not. I was really shocked, and I learned quite a bit. You know, but his whole approach is a very Christian, very spiritual approach. The subline of the conference and of the book that he's written about this is the spirit-led strategy to pursue the one and protect the 99. And so it really is about protecting the sheep. And it's beautifully done. Very well done.
Thanks for joining us for this special episode in the series, Your Church and the Law, from the Minister's Friend podcast. We hope it was a blessing to you. There are 12 topical episodes in this special series. Be sure to listen to the others. They're available on all the major podcast platforms. The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only. It is not legal advice. If you have questions concerning how these topics relate to you and your congregation, please see an attorney who is licensed to practice law in your state. Thanks again for joining us. May God bless you and your church family with great fruit for His kingdom.